We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Number 58 from San Jose State, out of Milpitas High School, Kim Boatcamper.
You are such an ass clown, bro. Every week.
I have to look at you before.
Every week. I'll start calling him at night going, Bo, get ready. We're going to, you know, hit your high school one more time because this. You're a clown, man. Go ahead.
You got to ask Bo, by the way. I heard he was on with Dono.
Oh, geez.
Earlier this week.
Can we just talk to him? Or right. let's act like he's not around, jerky.
Joining us on the Toilet of Hollywood Hotline, one of the killer bees and dolphin great, Kim Boatcamper. Bo, sorry for that, but welcome to the show.
You know, this show went from being the Joe to the juvenile. That's what it is. Yep. That's where it went, right there.
I agree, Bo. Right. The maturity level. It's terrible.
You guys involved in that show, including you, Joe, should look in the mirror and just be embarrassed about yourselves.
I agree.
Right now I am, Bo. After hearing that, I'm embarrassed.
First of all.
And we have no maturity.
You laugh as much as anyone, so stop it, all right?
There's no maturity on the show. We're a five-year-old show.
Hey, listen, the other guy we're talking about, Boatcamper's guy, he needs some maturity pills, too. I don't think my man doesn't need a cup on the road.
You're being called out. Your response. Right.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, Bo, I do want to ask you, as we get set to go to the West Coast, Greg Little versus Nick Boza, what kind of adjustments can Miami Mike McDaniel make to allow us time to throw the football with that pass rush?
I think he hung up on us.
He did. Yep. He's mad.
Way to go, Hollywood.
You did this. I laugh, but you did it.
Way to go, Hollywood.
Let's try him one more time. Bo, you're back. Did you hang up on us or no? You good?
It was deserving.
No, I think you guys hung up on me. I'm standing here. I'm talking. I'm still talking. I was like Eddie Hill on the phone. You know, my phone went out. I picked up 2 minutes later, and he was still talking.
Yeah, right. You still couldn't call him back. Oh my gosh!
I was still sitting here talking, and you guys remember where you were.
Hey, I'll bet you had some really good stuff to say to yourself. I'll bet it was really good. Yeah, Greg Little versus.
Must have been the phone lines. It must have been the phone lines in Milpitas causing problems, tying up the phone lines or something.
Oh, you're in rare form. I am going to get to this game. Greg Little versus Nick Boza. What do you do? Nick's as good as there is right now. I know you know Nick real well and the Boza family, but he has been sensational, man.
Yeah. You know what? 11.5 sacks. I look at that number. I'm like, really? I had to look at it like two or three times to make sure it was right. But, you know, this guy, you know, but it's not only your sacks. The guy's relentless. You know, I think I saw a stat the other day where he's like the most – you know, it creates the most havoc for quarterbacks. I don't know what that stat that they
quarterback hits. Was, yeah, he leads the league in quarterback hits too. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? He's not a one. He's not just a pass rusher. The guy plays the run. He plays everything well. I mean, he's just a beast out there. And so you know, it's funny. I was thinking, you know, how many tight ends do they have on their roster? Because I'd activate every one of them and try to make these outside rushers. You're trying to take the long route around, you know, and use your fullback to chip. I don't know. It's look, you got You know, Armstead, the good news is that Armstead seems to be bit better from the peck. If he's going to play, but you kind of have a little feeling that kind of some of the things you're hearing is that I know he wants to play. I know there's not a question in the mind about whether he wants to play or not. But, you know, if you could get him, that would certainly be a huge help. But if not, then I don't know. You're going to have to really it's going to be tough. You're going to have to protect these tackles somehow, chipping, getting tight ends there, doing all those types of things. But I tell you, they can't let that pass rush dictate the outcome of this football game. They just can't.
Yeah, I agree with you. Bo, I always wondered when you guys had a rolling in the pass rush on the outside, what worked best on you guys when you were playing against a tackle that was a backup or not very good? That what did teams do to you that you would come back and go, damn, that was pretty smart on their part?
Well, most of the time, they keep putting people over and different people. Like sometimes you'll go out, you'll be going upfield and someone kicks you out from the inside. You know, back then, Joe, you can have the backs come out and hit you while you're in contact with the tackle, and that worked. But you know, to me, it was the hardest thing was always especially when we're in a three man line. We're in the three man line a lot, and we rush from the three man line a lot. Especially in a three-man line, and you're sitting your head up with a tackle, and all of a sudden they put a tight end up on you, and you're supposed to rush upfield. You know, it's you can't do it. And the same with the only thing with being when you're in a four-man line, you can widen out and get wider than that tight end. But still, it's another step before you get to that quarterback if you get there, and so that one step gives that quarterback a little extra time. So. You're trying to just force guys outside, and along with that, though, they're going to have to protect the inside because they got everyone across the board in that defensive line can get to the quarterback. So you're just going to have to, I think the fullback's going to be involved in it a lot. Certainly, the tight ends are going to be involved in pass protection a lot. But at some point, those tackles are just going to stand up and go mano a mano with these pass rushers, and have to win that battle. And that's. That's going to be, like I said earlier, that's probably going to be certainly one of the top two or three keys to this game is trying to keep that pressure off of Tua and let him get the ball down the field to his receivers.
Well, I feel like I'm throwing chum in the water here to a great white shark, but the Austin Jackson situation now, not playing again, came back and played, hurt his high ankle sprain, now has played in two games this year and been hurt. In both games, and he missed some more time.
I'm not talking about him until he gets back in the lineup.
Okay, good enough for me. To be honest with you, it's good enough for me because it's been a topic here, and it's just such a bad topic. I hate talking about
it gives me agita when I think about it.
Hey, let me ask you about the other guy. You think Byron Jones comes back in place, or are we getting to a point here, Bo, because he's got to practice a couple of weeks. He's got to run around and chase receivers.
Coach Steve keeps saying every week, not this week, but he's going to be back. He's going to be back. I don't see it. I mean, I don't see it. We've got what? How many games? We're at six left.
Six left.
And this will be. He's not going to play on either one of these two. So that puts you down to four. And then you're going to go. I want to play? I want to play. We go up to Buffalo when it's 25 degrees. That's what I want to play. He ain't going to say that.
That sounds to me like if you're coming back, you come back against Green Bay. I thought the same thing, Bo. If you're coming back, I'll play against Green Bay. Let me play that one.
That'd be Buffalo a roster a little there for him.
Break in a little bit.
Bo, I got to ask you this.
Let me tell you what, though. You're talking about the defense. What about that offense? I mean, especially if McCaffrey's ready and Debo Samuel's playing. And look – You talk about tight ends. How about George Kittle having to deal with him all day long? I mean, this is one of those games, Joe. And look, you and I have been fortunate enough to be in these games in December, where you've got the best playing the best. Really good teams playing really good teams, and you go into them and you're thinking, man, this is going to take a monumental effort to win this game. But then when you do and you win it, the satisfaction is like sky high. So, I mean, there's been a lot of talk this week about this football team and playing in December and playing meaningful games in December. And, Joe, I know this. If I could talk to these guys, Yeah, you and I had the opportunity to play in a lot of playoff games. We played in a lot of primetime games. We played in a lot of meaningful playoff games, played in some Super Bowls. And you know what? I think we go places and people remember us. You know what I mean? Because you played in meaningful games, in December games, in playoff games. You know, and if these guys want to be remembered 10, 15, 20 years after they're done playing, this team's got to get in the playoffs. These guys got to be seen on national TV more than once a year. And the only way to do it is to win these games in December so you get them next year. So this to me is the most important month that this football team has had in decades to get you to where you want to be. A win here on Sunday, to me, puts them up in the elite of this league. You lose and you're just, yeah, they were okay, you know.
It's a great point, Paul.
You know, I wish these guys could understand, you know, the what comes with being a annual playoff team that goes deep every now and then.
You know what's funny, Bo? When you were talking, I still remember you guys getting a stop against Joe Montana at Candlestick Park, and we beat him. We beat him. I think Doug Better's got a strip sack and we closed that game out. And when they had the great team, and you're right, it's wins like that that really set you up, man. How good you are. That's a great point.
Well, Bo, it's just certainly better than right now. We'd be talking about what pick in the draft we'd be taking, and which guard we can take at the end of the first round to help out our offensive line. Yeah, meaningful football in December. We were talking about it when Joe wasn't here this week. You know, I'm 43, and Hollywood is going to be 37. There's been Hollywood's never seen meaningful football down here in his game watching days as a kid growing up. And that's what's happened for the last 20, 25 years down here. There just hasn't been meaningful football at all. Now you're 8-3, going to San Francisco. You got games being switched to Sunday night football or Saturday night football. Yeah. It's exactly where you want to be right now.
Yeah, and if you can get it done, if you can get the job done, get in the playoffs, you know what you got next year? You're going to have a couple Monday night games. You're going to have a bunch of 4 o'clock games, and you're going to have a lot of eyeballs on your football team. And that's one of the benefits you don't really realize when you're playing that winning gives you. It gives you prime time games and it gives you visibility. And I think that's this team I think is right on the doorstep of being right in that top tier of those kind of situations.
Yeah, they got some games to show what they really are. I totally agree with you. Talk about December. And ready to go. Hey, Bo, wanted to ask you about the cruise, man, that's coming up. You and I are going to be on the cruise in April for Dolphin fans that want to go with us and act immature for a week.
Yeah, we can do that. And I'll tell you what, you know, you look at that list, I think there's 35 guys going on the cruise. MSC Cruise, beautiful ship. We've been on one of those before, Joe. Those are really nice. And you got a who's who, right? You got Dan Marino's coming. You got Larry Zonka's coming. You got a list of Duper. You got all these guys going. So it's going to be a fun time, and there's going to be an opportunity for fans to interact with some of the great players of all time on the Miami Dolphins. Dan Marino is going to, you know how Danny is. Danny's going to sign autographs and take pictures with everybody, Joe, right?
Yeah, that's first thing he's going to do when he gets on there. He goes, hey, you know, we're going to be signing a lot. So when you see me, just come up to me and grab me and go, can I sign three things for you? It's a great, great call by you.
Sure. Yeah. You know, they have great food on there. It's going to be great stops.
Oh, it is.
The Bahamas. I think stopping to Puerto Rico or somewhere. So, yeah, it's going to be, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, listen, you and I put each other to bed like we did on the last cruise, man, sitting at the bar.
Who are those two guys at the end of the bar there?
With the friggin' mascot of the team who takes his top off to have a few drinks. Now we're going to have some fun. Hey, Bo, it's never going to change,
too.
Man. God, it won't change.
No,
hey,
no.
I do want to ask you about Bo Campers. What do we got going on, man? For with all these games. By the way, greatest weekend of NFL football by far this season with all the matchups this weekend.
No doubt. Great games this week. You know, and you get into college, you're getting close to college playoffs, and that's getting exciting. And so, you know, we got all kinds of specials. We do our Kill the Keg every Saturday and Sunday, 11 o'clock before the games really get going. $1.50 or dollar Bud Lights until that first keg is empty. You kill the keg and move on. We got all kinds of specials, wing specials. We got happy hour specials. Everything, John. You know you're going to see every play of every game if you want to see it on TVs everywhere you look at any of the Bo Camp locations, especially. And don't forget the Dolphin games on the road. Three games on the road. You got to go to Bo Campers of Miramar and join the Papa Pump crowd. Telling you with Papa, you get 10% off. So a lot of things going on at Bo Campers these days.
Yeah, Plantation, Miramar, off Oakland Park there on the water. Just a gorgeous location. So we got a lot of good stuff going on. Bo, thank you, man. Appreciate
Thanks,
it. Bo. And I'll see you tomorrow on the plane, man.
Okay, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.